A website that tracks political donations says Sensenbrenner and his wife have accepted trips worth about $200,000 since the year 2000. It's the second time in a row the Menominee Falls Republican has been number one in the website's report. Sensenbrenner isn't saying much to reporters about the privately funded travel, but a member of the public asked Sensenbrenner about the trips at a town hall meeting recently in Glendale. The longtime House member explained a trip to a broadcaster's convention in Las Vegas.
Because I could meet with 600 of them at one time. They all have the same questions. They all come to Washington, D.C., and if I met with them one by one or five by five, I would have less time to meet with constituents from Wisconsin or to do my job in the committees.
Sensenbrenner also talked about several lobbyist bankrolled trips he has taken to the tiny European nation of Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein is a very small country, but when the Swiss cracked down on their banking laws, a lot of the black money moved to Liechtenstein, and all you need to do is to have one bank there. I've been working with the Justice Department and with the Liechtenstein prosecutors to close the black money loophole in Europe.
Black money is laundered money for terrorists. Sensenbrenner brushed off the idea of a teleconference with Liechtenstein, saying you can't always get the person you want on the other end of a camera. A Democrat running against Sensenbrenner, Brian Kennedy, says lobbyists are trying to buy Sensenbrenner's influence, and Kennedy claims the incumbent has bought into the culture of corruption in Washington, D.C. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.